Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Parvus Investor Conference Call. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. If at any time during this call you require immediate assistance, please press star zero for the operator. Also note that this call is being recorded on Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. And I would like to turn the conference over to David Michaud. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room. A little over 2 weeks ago, Parvus listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange Venture. Unfortunately, since then, our stock price has dropped. There are some environmental factors to take into account. I don't need to tell you that things are bad out there. It's a tough economy with an ongoing banking crisis. People with cash are holding on to it. It's a challenging environment for any business, let alone a business like Parvus, which is new to capital markets. We're still a relatively closely held company with only a handful of sellers that affected this drop in share price with less than 3% of our shares trading. But here's the good news. Our fundamentals are unchanged, and Canadian real estate, the space we operate in, is full of potential. Despite the setback, we've laid a strong foundation and have a plan for growth. We're already executing against that plan, and we've had some real successes. Those successes are what I want to talk about today. But first, a level set. Many of you will be familiar with Parvus and our business model, but some of you may not be. So I wanted to give a brief overview of what we do. We like to say at Parvus that our core offering is access, control, and liquidity. Our platform provides access to high-quality, institutional-grade real estate investment opportunities, helping accredited and eligible investors avoid high entry and redemption costs. Our platform also provides control to the investor through allowing them to invest in specific real estate development projects, unlike a REIT, where you must take more of a pool approach. Many of our target investors are already allocated to real estate. By using Parvus, they are able to really fine-tune their investment, choosing specific projects that meet their specific investment objectives. And we provide liquidity through our groundbreaking secondary market, which, when fully implemented, will allow Parvus users to buy and sell their stake in projects, providing a degree of liquidity real estate investors would not otherwise have. That's Parvus in a nutshell. We provide a fantastic value proposition for our target investors. We solve real access problems for them and also deliver attractive yields. That's why we have fantastic deals in the pipeline that will bring more product offerings for our customers. Here's just one recent project that is now funded. We recently entered into a co-agency agreement with Greybrook, a leading Canadian real estate private equity firm, for their new project, the Queensway 4 in Etobicoke, Ontario. Greybrook is one of Canada's top real estate investment firms, and their projects are truly world-class. We are excited what this partnership has in store and are in conversation with various other entities for potential collaborations. And we're also excited by a fantastic new potential source of revenue for us, the B2B exempt market dealer services, through which customers can offload investor relations work to Parvus so that we can concentrate on their core business. Jas will take you through our revenue streams in a few minutes. But here's our EMB offer in a nutshell. If there are any developers in the audience, you know how much of a burden investor relations can be. Developers don't want to spend time doing admin work or compliance work. They want to be working on projects. Our EMB services let developers outsource their EMB and investor relations services to Parvus, really letting them focus on getting their projects built. That revenue stream is showing a lot of potential and we have several EMD services deals in the pipeline. We hope to announce more on this very shortly, so please watch your inboxes. A business is only as strong as its people. So although I'm excited by these projects and new deals, I'm even more excited by the fantastic new people that we brought into Parvis in the last month or so. Our strong team is our foundation for growth. We recently hired a new head of growth, Scott Spence. Scott comes to us from the technology sector, having spent 15 years driving business growth and building successful startups. He is going to be singularly focused on sales and getting users onto the platform and converting those users into investors. We also recently hired a fantastic director of operations and compliance, Zoe Segev. Zoe has a significant amount of experience in operations and controls management with companies like WeWork and CoinSquare. So that's where we're at. As I said at the outset, our first few days of trading have been disappointing, for us, most of all. But I want to leave you with this. Despite what's going on in the markets, our fundamentals remain unchanged. But we have a vision to democratize real estate investment, a strong foundation for growth, and a fantastic team to help us scale our business. Here is my personal commitment to you. Whether it's good news or bad news, I will always be transparent with you. If you ever have questions, I am always available for a call. Please don't ever hesitate to reach out. This is a partnership. I want us to grow together. We've just finished our second week of trading. When it comes to the long Parvis journey, this is just day one. Our best days are ahead. Now I'm going to pass the mic to Parvis CFO, Jas Bagley.
Thanks, David. I just want to reiterate something that David said during his presentation. We're disappointed by what has happened in the markets with our stock price, but our fundamentals are strong and we're excited about the potential of this business and by democratizing investment in real estate. There's the obvious challenges in the capital markets with fears of banking contagion and large investors sitting on cash, but amid all the bad economic news is good news for Parvis. Our business is Canadian real estate. Canadian real estate has strong fundamentals. Just last week we learned that Canada grew by over 1 million people for the first time in its history. With high rates of immigration to Canada, we know the demand for housing will continue to rise even above its current sky-high levels with housing supply crunches in our major markets. Despite these strong fundamentals, the price of real estate is going through an adjustment due to rising interest rates, even though demand is continuing to increase. On March 23rd, an analysis from RBC warned that unless the pace of construction of rental housing accelerates, the current shortage of 30,000 units could quadruple to 120,000 units by 2026. The report estimated that 332,000 new units will need to be constructed between now and 2026 to achieve a balance between vacancy rates and rental affordability. This data point reinforces the fact that demand will far outweigh the supply levels available, and Canadian real estate is a solid investment in major markets. With real estate prices adjusting, we have opportunities, and with $3.6 million cash in the bank, we'll be able to execute against our strategy without raising additional outside capital. Now I want to provide some further context around the initial drop of our share price. The majority of our stock is locked up. Founders and management teams specifically are subject to a 48-month lockup period post-listing. Executive founders have also agreed to place 50% of their vested equity back into a vesting pool, which will then be released over a period of 2 years based on performance milestones. The executive team has no ability nor intention to exit our positions. We're here to create long-term value and build this company into a success story. That said, not all shares are locked up, of course. Gravitas II seed round investors are locked for 18 months with 25% released upon listing and a further 25% released every 6 months. We expect that some early Gravitas II investors have opted to liquidate some of their positions, which could have impacted the share price negatively. Since the RTO to March 24th, around 730,000 total shares traded at a volume average weighted price of 12.5 $0.15 per share, which equals 2.7% of the total shares outstanding. This demonstrates that the trading volume has not actually been that large relative to the total share count. A handful of brokers and investors accounted for 95% of the volume sold, with RBC purchasing around 350,000 shares, or 48% of the volume. Harvest's $2.6 million seed round was raised in May 2022 at a 50 cent per share cost basis, and the conversion of Gravitas 2 shares brings their early investors in at 25 cents per share and the rest at 50 cents per share. The fundamentals for our business and our core strategy have not changed since raising these funds. Here's the upshot. The drop in our share price was likely caused by a relatively small number of investors deciding to exit their positions early. The vast majority of our shares are locked up and cannot sell. But at the end of the day, whatever our stock price may be today, Harvest is well positioned for long-term growth. As David said, we found a great new source of revenue with our EMD services, but that's only one of our four revenue streams. The first stream, of course, is our exempt market dealer services. David has taken you through those and we'll have some exciting new deals to tell you about shortly. The second are fees charged to developers. We take a margin on all development capital raised on our platform. The third is fees charged to users. At the end of the term of a project, once returns have been paid out to investor, we charge a fee. And this fee is lower than what a traditional REIT or other real estate investment vehicles would charge. The fourth is a usage fee for our secondary market. When our secondary market is fully operational, we'll charge a percentage from both the buyer and the seller. We expect to launch a secondary market later this year. We've made significant operational progress. We have revenue generation from our EMD services and additional revenue streams to come as we grow our user base. From an investor relations standpoint, we plan to attend investor conferences in the U.S. and Canada, meeting new investors and developing new relationships on the buy side and sell side with a view to build a following and awareness for the Parvis story. Our cash balance will enable us to sustain our cash burn for the coming years while we build our company. By almost any measure, we're in a stronger position today to execute against our business plan than any time in the past year, and we're going to execute against that plan and grow. Now, we have a couple questions from investors that we'd like to answer. First one that's come in is, what is your strategy to attract new shareholders and grow the value of the company?
Thank you, Jeff. We believe that the best creator of value for shareholders is to deliver results both financially and operationally for the business. Great companies need great investors, investors that understand our business and the time frames that it takes to build and scale. From our seed round and RTO, we have a fantastic group of investors that believe in us and what Parvis has set out to build. We have a proactive investor relations plan, which includes targeting new investors. We have started outreach to build meaningful relationships, build awareness, and create following across Canada and the U.S. and further afield, both on the buy side and sell side. We plan to attend conferences, meet as many investors as we can, in person or virtually, and be a visible presence in the microcap community to articulate our story. This will take time, but over the long term, will bring a stronger and more diverse investor base. The second question we have is, what is your burn rate and how long have you got until you need to raise capital again?
Thanks, David. We have a runway of around 2 to 3 years, depending on how we allocate our cash. We're being prudent in spending where we will see the most upside and fastest results to drive revenue. When we completed the RTO, we were able to access a pool of cash, and our balance currently stands at $3.6 million. Our goal is to only raise additional capital to accelerate growth or for future acquisitions, which we don't expect to do in the next 2 years. This concludes our call for today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this does indeed conclude your conference call for today. Once again, thank you for attending, and at this time, we do ask that you please disconnect your lines.